I'm Bill Radke, KUOW News. Today, Seattle's mayor, Ed Murray, put forth his plan to raise the minimum wage in Seattle to $15 an hour for all businesses, large and small, phased in over time. We'll explain that more in a moment. Here is Mayor Murray describing what he called a historic moment in the city's history.
Cities have often been the incubators of democracy. And Seattle, I think, will prove itself when this process is finished in council to once again be an incubator of democracy, to be a city that once again does great things by showing how we as a city can lead the conversation in the nation to address this growing problem in our society, the growing problem of income inequality, a problem that we saw last week in the New York Times where the poor in Europe are better off than the poor in America, where the middle class in Canada is better off than the middle class in America. The thing that has always united us is when we can come together, and the glue of this nation holding together has always been a large middle class. Hopefully here in this city, at this time, on this day, we will begin the process of taking those first steps, those next steps, and restoring the middle class and growing the middle class again.
With us now, news analyst Joni Balter. Joni, good morning.
Good morning.
Lots to say about what the mayor calls a historic moment, and I think that's fair. First of all, let's recap who pays $15 an hour when.
Okay, so the way this works is if you're a bigger business, and a bigger business is defined as 500 or more employees, you go to $15 in 3 to 4 years, depending on what benefits are provided, and smaller businesses, and you'd have to include medium-sized businesses in there because it's just under 500 and less, 5 to 7 years, depending on benefits.
What's your reaction to this?
Well, my reaction is it's a bold move, especially on International Workers' Day. Mm. It's inclusive. It's detailed. It's no slogan. It's not 15 now. It's 15 eventually. It's 15 later. It's however you want to phrase that, and it's very nuanced.
It's good you mentioned International Workers' Day, right? Because today, May Day, our Socialist City Council member in Seattle, Shama Sawant, is expected to be joining a protest, right? For this, a workers' rights demonstration. She is the most famous head of the movement, not 15 later, but a movement called 15 Now. Shama Sawant is on Mayor Murray's committee. Where is she? Is she on board with his 15 eventually?
From what we're understanding so far, that she is not. She voted against the proposal that everyone is speaking to today. And she is thinking, what folks are telling us is she's thinking of going the initiative route. Now, what's interesting about how this has come down is that the mayor has on board the very people who would pay for signature gathering and a campaign. So he has sort of done an end run around Shama Sawant.
Who are those people?
Labor groups. Mm-hmm. Labor groups and some of the immigrant groups that have come out this morning, just minutes ago, talking about how they actually support what the mayor has done. Because you get to $15, you know, over time, and there's a lot of folks here who work, you know, who meet that standard and who by 2017 are going to have a bigger paycheck.
Are you saying by going with $15 an hour eventually for everyone, you think Mayor Murray has siphoned off enough of the support from the 15 Now campaign that's not going to make it?
Well, there could be an initiative, but that's what it looks like. Mm. It looks like we have a majority of the council supporting some version of this. You know, the council has to do some work. That's their job, so they will tinker. But I do not see them wanting to relitigate this whole thing. It's taken many, many months. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is the first major piece of legislation that the mayor has sent to the council, and they're praising him. They're, you know, Council Member Tim Burgess is telling us, you know, it was so collaborative. They felt so included. And you know, so this and striking a difference from the last administration.
Some people are very happy right now. Some people, as we've heard over the past few months, think this is an awful idea. We have heard since this $15 minimum wage idea was proposed, we have heard from many in the business community, big businesses, nonprofits, immigrant groups you mentioned. The Seattle Times is editorializing against being too hasty anyway. Mr. Restaurateur in Seattle, Tom Douglas, well-known liberal, said, you know, whoa, whoa, whoa. So I understand that Mayor Murray wants to phase this in. But what effect, if any, do you think this sort of blowback, whoa, whoa, let's not be too hasty, what effect has all of that had on this?
Well,
debate?
All those different folks coming to hearings, talking in public, talking on, you know, television or radio or wherever they spoke, have actually shaped the proposal. We have a nuanced proposal because different people came forward and said, this is what I could buy into. You take someone like Tom Douglas. He had already done a $15 an hour salary for his chefs. Mm-hmm. And then he found out as he did this that he had some trouble actually paying it. But his heart was there. He wanted to do it. Mm. And so this input has shaped this proposal. And that's why it has so much buy-in. It reminds me of a symphony, for gosh sakes. Because as soon as the mayor's press conference began, an email went out from various groups that you would be surprised supporting it.
Okay. So is this historic moment, as the mayor called it, is Seattle's move to $15 an hour minimum wage eventually, is that going to inspire other cities and towns across the country and this will spread, or will businesses leave Seattle to go pay less money somewhere else and this is going to be a disaster?
Well, there is some leapfrogging going on, especially among the states, you know, different states. If you read the papers and the blogs, you know, every week a different state comes along and tries to raise their minimum wage. And also it is with cities. So San Francisco has a minimum wage of $10.74 an hour.
That's the highest now?
That's the highest now, uh-huh. Except for airports. Airports are unique. And then Santa Fe has $10.66 an hour. So Seattle is leaping way forward. That's not to say another city is not going to come along and try to get ahead of us.
News analyst Joni Balter, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Seattle leaping way forward on the way to a $15 minimum wage, highest in the country. This is KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information.